I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. While Toronto Mayor John Tory said that he would accept expanded powers for Ontario Premier Doug Ford, the decision continues to receive strong criticism from several city councillors, who are discussing new alternatives on the matter. Following Ford's announcement to the media of his plan to provide strong mayor powers to the mayors of Toronto and Ottawa, city councillor members continue to support a motion calling on the province of Ontario to not implement the new system, and that any new election provisions and changes should be decided by the vote of the council.
I just think that being the mayor of Toronto or Ottawa or any mayor, they're accountable for everything. But they have the same single vote as a single councillor. And no matter if it's a good decision or a tough decision that they make, they have to be accountable, and it just allows them the ability, not the power. I always say you have a tremendous amount of responsibility and ability to make the appropriate changes.
So will the under the strong mayor, will they have a veto? Will the mayors of Toronto and Ottawa have a veto power over council, or will they be just?
We'll get into the details later, but yes, similar to that, and 2/3 of the council can overrule the mayor. But we'll get more into the in depth once everything goes through there.
The motion was put forth by Ward 12 Toronto St. Paul councillor Josh Matlow following a July 20th council meeting. Among the more divisive proposals in a potential strong mayor system is the ability of the mayor to veto any decisions voted on by city council. As it currently stands, Tory's vote is equal to that of the 25 councillors. During a July 22nd meeting, councillors discussed the possibility of altering Ford's proposal to allow more power as a city and not to one person. A preliminary framework includes additional transparency and opportunities for debate on how a new system will operate. One of the more vocal supporters for reframing Ford's decision is Parkdale High Park councillor Gord Perks. Councillor Perks was one of the first councillors to support the motion put forth by Councillor Matlow.
It is so important that as we move into a conversation about how this body works, we're consulted, and this open and transparent form of government debate what the pieces should be.
Tory, who was present at the July 22nd meeting, declined to comment on council's proposals. As of July 27th, Tory has yet to comment. Detractors to the City Council's proposal is the Toronto Region Board of Trade, who released a statement as well. The board writes that, quote, effective, timely solutions require a city chief executive with clear authority to set an agenda, appoint senior city staff, and being forward policy solutions to council with greater influence over outcomes, end quote. Toronto's willingness to accept strong mayor powers from Ford continues to receive backlash from city councillors and several advocacy groups across the city. This includes tweets from Toronto Centre councillor Kristen Wong-Tam and University Rosedale councillor Mike Layden. Wong-Tam writes that Tory is happily playing along with Doug Ford. Layden tweeted, quote, the debate is not about Tory, not about left or right, not about efficiency, but about the possibility of power in the wrong hands without any recourse. It also strips Toronto communities of the representation in key debates, end quote. CGRU reached out to the City of Toronto City Clerk, Councillor Perks, Councillor Wong-Tam, and Councillor Layden for comments. CGRU is awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.